presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim are dramatized for radio from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the big comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Jungle Jim is searching for the notorious pirate, the Ghost of the Java Sea. Jim is convinced that the pirate is Harvey Brant. Men in Brant's employ have made attempts on Jim's life, but so far he has outwitted them, and they are in irons in the hold of the steamship Manchu on which Jim is traveling. An intercepted message indicated Brant had ordered a submarine to sink the Manchu, even though it meant the loss of some of Brant's own men. Jungle Jim, hoping to save the boat and all aboard, puts to sea with his faithful Hindu, Kodu. He is trying to reach the coast of Borneo before the submarine reaches the Manchu and finds out he has escaped and starts after him. Aboard the Manchu, the bosun, running out of the radio room, finds the captain on the bridge.
What's the matter, bosun?
The radio, Captain. Matley's been in the wireless room all day. He left just a minute ago and I steps in. He left the radio going and I picks up the earphone.
They're not so loud. Matley may be listening.
Oh, he went below, sir.
Below? Maybe I'd better find out.
Here, before you go, sir. The radio. Two men was talking. It must have been the men Jim was talking about. Smithers and Limpy.
Brant's men.
They talked about a submarine searching for the Manchu.
Well, they're too late to get Jungle Jim. He's safe.
But if they sight us, sir, they'll sink us anyway.
Sink us? What for? With Jungle Jim gone, why bother us?
Now, they wouldn't know he was gone, sir.
Oh, that's right. But here's what'll happen. They'll come alongside, and we'll stand by.
Yes.
They'll send someone aboard and search the ship. Remember, Brant's other men are here in irons. They will tell the Confederates that Jungle Jim and Kolu got away in the dory. Then, to my way of thinking, the submarine will leave us alone and head full speed for the Borneo coast to intercept Jim and Kolu.
And the Brant men we got in irons?
They'll take them alone.
It'll be a good riddance, sir.
And when they're gone, we'll make for the Borneo coast, too. The natives are bad along this part, and even if Jim makes it, he may need us. Every wild man in Borneo would like to boast of taking the head of Jungle Jim.
Cannibals, sir.
We want to be there if he needs us. And the quicker we can get rid of Brant's men, the quicker we can get there.
Down in the hold of the steamship Manchu, Brant's men in irons are desperately seeking a means of escape.
I'm telling you, if we don't get out of here, we're going to be drowned like rats in a trap.
Yes, Smithers is as dumb as you are. We don't need to worry. That tub of yours.
Smithers and Limpy are using a submarine.
Hey, they wouldn't sink the Manchu with us aboard.
Why not? Get rid of us, and there's that many less ways to split the profits.
The dirty double crossers.
Shut up, you squealing. You did the same thing. It's up to us to save our own necks.
Yeah, a lot we can do in these irons. Meeker's leg is full of lead. He couldn't do nothing.
Okay, count him out then.
Don't leave me here.
Maybe you could bawl for Doc. And when he's working on you, we might grab him and use him as hostage to get out.
Hey, wait a minute. Somebody's coming now. Get back at the door, right. And when he comes in, crack him down with the hardware on his head.
Wait!
Shut up. You want everybody on board here?
Yeah, it's Matley. Smith was going to crown you.
Don't let him leave me here, Matley. Don't let him leave
me.
Don't
look to me like anyone was leaving right away. You guys sure mess things.
You've got to get out of here quick, Matley.
You're telling me. Shut up and listen to this. After you sailed into this mess yesterday, Smith, Peroni and Meeker's blundered a job.
Well, they shot me in the leg. It's full of lead.
Okay, it's full of lead. What do you want me to do? Put you out of your misery?
You ain't going to leave me here, are you, Matley? We was pals.
Oh, can that stuff. Been on the earphones all day, listening to Smithers and Limpy talking to each other. One is in the cruiser, and the other's in the submarine. And they're combing these waters.
That's what I've been telling you.
Well, you ain't told me this. For the last hour, them signals have been getting louder and louder. Which means they're getting closer and closer.
You've got to do something.
Can we get away in the dory?
No, Jungle Jim and Kohler left in the dory yesterday. They should be near the Borneo coast by now. Smithers and Limpy still think they're on the Manchu.
Well, there's only one hope.
Get us out of these irons.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to try. The keys are in the captain's locker. I'm going to get them if I can. In the meantime, there's a gun I smuggled down. Now, when the time comes, shoot first and talk afterwards.
Don't leave me here. Will you, man?
Oh, shut up. If that submarine gets us, we'll all go down.
Last night, I dreamed it did. I could see bodies floating on the surface.
You won't float with that lead in your leg. Here's the gun. Remember, it's their lives or ours.
Meanwhile, nearing the Borneo coast in their sailing dory are Jungle Jim and Kolu.
Well, we outwitted them again, Kolu.
Huon always fooled Brant men.
So far, anyway. Now the problem is where to put in along the coast.
Better sail down coast. Watch for town. Jungle's full cannibals.
It's too far either way to a settlement. It would take a couple of days. We can't risk being here that long.
Bigger risk in jungle.
Maybe. You see, Smithers and Limpy are sure to find the Manchu. When they board her and we find we're gone, well, they're sure to start efforts.
How do they know where Tuan go?
Easy. We couldn't risk open water in this dory. We'd have to make for the coast. So all they'd need to do is come over and cruise up and down, and we wouldn't have a chance.
Maybe they miss Manchu.
Well, then she'll be here tomorrow to help us if we're in trouble. I told the captain to follow us as quickly as he could. If we make camp near the coast, we can watch for the Manchu and at the same time hide from the submarine.
Go on, smart, all right. We try land.
We'll ride one of these waves in and beach her. Lucky for us, it's almost high tide. We'll both jump out and help take her in. Ready, Kolu?
Kolu, ready.
Okay. Here we go. Come on. A little more. That's it. A little bit. Well, it was a real bad. Well, we're up here and the provisions stuff didn't get wet. Yeah.
Go on. Look on. Kolu see native moving in jungle.
I saw them too, Kolu. Here, let's get the boat around. On its side. We may need it as a shield. Poison arrows aren't to be played with.
Kolu move boat. Go on, watch trees.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Kolu, looks as if we're in for trouble. But it's too late to back out now. We'll have to be ready to stand off these cannibals until the Manchu comes to get us out of this. And I hope it's mighty soon.
But the Manchu is in for trouble, too. After patrolling the Java Sea for 2 days, Limpy and Smithers have at last sighted the steamship Manchu and are preparing for immediate action. Limpy, submarine commander, is talking to Smithers on the cruiser.
Are you sure it's the Manchu?
I can read, can't I? That's the name printed on our bow.
Are you on the surface?
No, using the periscope.
Okay, what are you waiting for? Why don't you sink her?
Sink her?
Well, what was you planning on, a review of the fleet?
But Smith and the crew of the sloop may be on there. And Matley and Baroni and Meeker, what about them? They're our men. What'll Brant say?
Our orders is to sink her.
We can run alongside and scare them with the deck guns, take off our men, and then give her the torpedo.
Our orders is to sink her.
Without warning?
Dead men tell no tales.
Okay. Stand by. Stand by for action. No torpedo tubes, 1 and 2.
Aye, aye, sir.
Are you ready to fire as we get into position? About 180 is right.
Aye, sir.
Down to 50 feet. Hello, Smithers. Hello, Smithers. Come in, Smithers.
Hello. I hear you. Hello. Go ahead.
A direct hit. You were beginning to lift when we submerged.
Good. Now stay around and see that no one gets away in any lifeboats.
No lifeboats. Right.
I'll report to Brant.
Tell him Limpy just sent Jungle Jim and all his crew to the bottom of the Java Sea.
Aboard the Manchu, men are fighting frantically for their lives.
It was a torpedo, sir. There's no doubt.
Yes. There's the periscope. The yellow dogs.
There's only one lifeboat, sir. The others, Brent men, made useless. Chopping old.
Brent men. Where's Bentley?
I don't know, sir. He's not in the radio room.
He's not much use for the SOS. Not for that hole in her side.
We're listing bad, sir. The men are getting the one boat over the side. You want to take anything, sir? The men?
What men? Brent?
Ours, sir. Brent's men are in Ireland.
If Brent knew he was cutting his own men, oh, it wouldn't make any difference, though.
We'd better be getting in the boat, sir.
We can't leave those brats down there in those irons.
I'm thinking they'd be leaving us, sir.
Maybe. Come on. We'll get the keys and let them loose.
Here, look, Captain, look.
It's Brent's men. They're already loose. Matley must have done it.
They're going to fight. wiped out.
All right, let's go, Bosun. Come on. It's every man for himself now, and the losers go to the bottom.
Steamship Manchu is sinking as desperate men fight madly up and down her decks with life and death as the prizes. Far away to the north on the perilous coast of Borneo, Jungle Jim and Kolu, outwitting Brant's submarine trap, find themselves facing an even more hideous death. Headhunters watch them from the shadows of the tangled jungle as Jim and his faithful Hindu crouch behind their little dory, waiting anxiously for the ship that will not come. The sinking Manchu. The Adventures of Jungle Jim are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the big comic supplement distributed each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The world's greatest array of humor and adventure, together with all the famous characters who live in the world of full-color action pictures, are to be found in the Comic Weekly. Follow the humorous adventures of Diggs and Maggie, of Barney Google, the Little King, of Toots and Casper, the Katzenjammer Kids, as well as the thrilling adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. They're all waiting for you in full color in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly with your Hearst newspaper. And remember, next week, same time, same station, for further thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim.